there. So, for a pre-Purim shir, I understand Purim is not for a week and a half, but that's fine. Okay. So, I still did okay. What do you know? We're going to talk about the sugya of drinking on Purim. Rebbe Chayev Inish, Levasume, Bifuraya, Adlo Yada, Min Or Haman, Levorach Mordechai. We're going to use this as a case study to study two things. One is the role of narrative in the Gemara, show just its potential roles in understanding legal texts. Now, you know, this should in general be familiar to you. You know, I'm sure you've seen it before, where the Gemara will say something, brings a story, the Mishnah will say something, brings a story, and then it will say, Maisa Listor, Maisa whatever, right? A Maisa Messiah, a story which supports or is against the Psak of the Mishnah, which implies something, right? And the second thing we're going to do is explore an example that I think is a potential, the potential role for, in this particular case, very rudimentary academic Jewish studies, Jewish history in this particular case, to the halakhic process. Okay? So, first, the basics that everyone knows, basic Gemara. The first source here. The Amar Rava, the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Zayin, Amad Beis. Amar Rava, Mechayev Inish, Levasume, Bepuraya, Ad Lo Yada, Min Or Haman, Levaruch Mordechai. Your chayev livasume, Rashi translate, lishtaker biyayin, to get drunk via wine. I don't want to get into, we're not getting, also, just parenthetically, we're not going to get into all the details of drinking on Purim, but Rashi makes it clear here, this is pretty clear in the Rambam, and many poskim as well, that it's not just get drunk, it's lishtakere biyayin, specifically with wine. The Gemara continues, bin ar haman livaruch Mordechai. And then the Gemara brings a story. So, Rabba v'Rabbi Zera, I have to do Suda's Purim b'Hadli Adadi. Rabba and Rabbi Zera made a Purim Suda together. Ifsum, they got drunk. Come Rabba v'Shachde l'Rabbi Zera. So Rabba got up and he killed Rabbi Zera. L'machar, the next day, boy rachame v'chaye. The next day, he davened for him and he brought him back to life. Lishana, the next year, Amar Le, so Reb Zera said to Rabba, or Rabba said to Reb Zera rather, Nisi Mar v'nevet Sudas Purim b'Hadei Hadadi. Let's have the Purim Suda together again. Amar Le said to him, Lo b'chol shaita u'shaita mizrachesh nisa. Not every time does a miracle happen. Last year you killed me. This year, I'm not willing to risk that. Last year, you succeeded in bringing me back to life. Who says that'll happen again? And then Gemara leaves off. Okay, that's the Gemara. Not long. Okay, I'm trying to think the best way to do this. Okay. So, why don't we first, to get into the classics, because this is going to be very, very brief, is the role of narrative. Right here, we have a line in the Gemara. We have a psak. Which says, Chayev Inish Levasume Bipuraya, on Purim you have to get drunk. Then we have a story that tells us what happens when people get drunk. So now, that Gemara, that story in the Gemara is obviously not incidental. It's doing something, it's accomplishing some work, but there are multiple things it could be doing. And if you look at the classic poskim, you'll see that they take one of the three possible positions of what they're doing. So, if I asked you, this is the problem with the open window here. It's like everyone's like out in the sun. It's beautiful. Okay. If I asked you, if you had this line in the story, what would your conclusion in the Gemara be?
Don't drink.
Okay, so one conclusion would be the story is what we call Maisa Listor, a story which rejects the Psak. First you have someone who says, get drunk. Then you have a story that says, if you get drunk, by the way, you might accidentally murder somebody. Conclusion, murder is bad, therefore you should not get drunk and murder someone. Right? This is straightforward. That's one possibility.
Get drunk, but be careful what you do for your friend.
Possibility two is, it's not rejecting, but it's modifying. It's get drunk, don't get that drunk. Be careful when you get drunk. Or, I don't know, get drunk but don't have knives around. Mashiach, or in Gush, which I'm always sort of scared of that. Don't get drunk and have loaded guns piled up everywhere. Unclear. Totally unclear. Someone missed the point of this Gemara.
Also, don't get drunk and get into the, don't get into trips.
That true too. And third possibility.
Supporting. Get this drunk.
It's just a story.
Fourth possibility is nothing, right? It doesn't mean anything. It's there. It's telling, oh, this happens, very nice, but be more careful. Supporting how?
Even though it happens.
There doesn't say don't do it. It says don't do it with anything with you.
The fact that a miracle occurred shows that
that's already created. The fact that a miracle occurred. Or, reading more carefully, what? He invites him back, and what does he say to him?
I don't want to.
Which means, what does he expect to happen year two?
The same thing,
which means Rava's still getting drunk. Mm-hmm. Right? So, if you look at the postgame, all three of these shitos are cited. So, if you go down to the second section here called narrative, support, reject, or modify, right? You'll see that these are the three positions. And if you want more on this, there's a nice shiur recently by J.J. Schachter online about the role of narrative in Gemara, the role of narrative in Tanakh, like how it affects the halachic components of Tanakh, how you read them. Nice shiur. This is one of his examples. So first source, and this is the Baal Mor, this is also cited in the Ran. They quote Rabbeinu Ephraim, Amar Rabba Chayav and Yisrael Bezumim Paraya, Chule, Kosev of Rabba Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal, Mehu Uvda, Dekam Rabba Shachli Lerb Zera. From that story of Rabba killing Rab Zera, and Lashana Amar Leita Navid, and then he said, next year, come, and he said, no, I don't want to come, Idchile Memra De Rabba, Vilis Hilchaz Chavase, Vilav Shapir Dami, Lamevarachi. From that story, we learn, reject the halacha. Rabba said, get drunk. The story says, no. This is what happens when you get drunk. Don't do it. Next source. This is a sketchy Sefer HaEshkol. There are two editions of the Sefer HaEshkol. This will be important in a little bit. One is the Orbach edition. One is the Albeck edition. They share very little in common. Academics tend to believe that the Albeck one is correct and the Orbach one is not. This is the sketchy one. This is the Orbach one. But the same sheet, what?
But is it if it's not correct?
Some later forgery. Yeah.
What's the significance of the fact that Rabba was the one who made the psak, and the story is, the protagonist of the story is Rabba himself?
Not Rabba, not Rabba.
They might be the same person. It's never clear. I mean, they're all more than one person, but they're all the same name, which is? No, Rabbi Abba. It's just a. What? Yeah, meaning it's just Rabbi Abba. It's just like, these are nicknames, so they actually get mixed up. I mean, there are different people. One is called Rabba, one's called Rabba, but like, their real names were neither Rabba nor Rabba. Right? Or in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Ba. Right? The Aleph just falls away. Right? And if you think about that, you understand how you got to Rabba or Rabba. Right? In the Yerushalmi, it's just Rabbi Ba. The Aleph is not essential. Now this, of course, causes problems because a certain person who translated the Yerushalmi, who will not be named, who did not know how to translate the Yerushalmi, and this is Mefursam, translates it consistently as Rebbe came. This is a problem. Look, famously in Shaul Lieberman's critique of Jacob Neusner's translation of the Yerushalmi, he ends it with the famous line, I think we can comfortably conclude that there is only one place for Neusner's translation of the Yerushalmi, and that's in the wastebasket. Right? I'm pretty sure that's the last line. Not the last line, it's second to last paragraph.
So given that I'm wrong,
but there is significance to that, probably. There are different Gersos, by the way. It's not, there are different Gersos.
Rabba was Rabba's student. There's a direct connection.
But, and in some, and there are different, and there are different Gersos. There are different Gersos. But hold that thought for a minute, okay? Yes, but hold it. So if you look in the next source, so you'll see here, he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, Harav Rabbeinu Ephraim, this is the first underline, cause of me de Maisiya la uvda kam rabba v'shach l'rabzeir al yedei de ivsam l'shana abba k'da amar lei navid purim b'hadade amar lei dere la b'chol shayit v'shayit mizrach ha-shnisa mimela idchi meme de rabba l'avshar n'alach. He writes, he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, but we and from here, there's a raya that you have to get drunk. Right? The E, lo, if not, havile, lemeimar, they should have just said, nevetsu the badari velo niv something, because otherwise they would just say, okay, we'll have a meal together. And they just won't get drunk. Right? They just won't. Fine. Now, we'll come back to more of the Eshkol later, but again, you see here how it could be a not a rejection, but a support, right? The story proves. Now, in fact, there are poskim like this. I believe it's Rav Yochanan Emden, whose lashon is you should get, or maybe it's one of the Chassidish poskim. I don't remember. It's quoted in you know the later ones is that you have to get drunk ad shechruso shalot. Okay, there.
Wow.
Ad shechruso shalot.
Wow.
You know, like he got drunk enough to sleep with his daughters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, problem. Mm-hmm. But there are poskim who say such things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This lead though for Rav Zera who says he's not coming. What does that say about his
purpose? Or and hold that there for one more minute, yeah, right? And this is your revenge point. 1 minute. I just want to get through it, and then I'll talk about it. This is not actually addressed in Poskim, but I think you're both correct in this. Then a Prichadash says the same thing, right? If you look next door, it's Chayiv Inish Lavasumi Pirayad Lo Yada Prepare Kama De Megillah Amarom Chayiv Inish Lavasumi Pirayad Lo Yada Minar Amar Lavarch Mordechai Rabbi Rizera Avdu Sudas Purim Bade Adadi Ivsum Kam Rabbi Shachle Rizera Lamachar By Rachme Veachye Lashana Amar Lei Nasi Marav and Evet Sudas Purim Bade Adadi Amar Lei Love Kol Shaita Veshaita Mizrachet Nishna. He quotes the Ron quoting it. B'shem Rabbi Ephraim, Mahach Uvdu the Kam Rabbi Veshachle Reb Zera Idches Memer Derava V'lo Shem Rabbi Lavachi. The Ein Zeh Nachon, just not right. Jim Kane Amai Ishtami Reb Zera Milavet Sudas Ba'adei Adadi V'Yitzrach Lomar Leit Lav Kol Shadu Shadu Rachash Nisa. It's same exact thing. If we reject the Psak, so what are you doing? Right? Just say they're not going to get drunk. Came to Rashi as a kilkol, avon shvichas damim, misivas shichrusam, roi haylem lem noatz, mami levasum ekolayai, which was el yoser ma'am vigdei argelam. Right? They should have just said, we're not going to get that drunk, we're just going to get drunk a little bit, or drink a little bit, we're not going to get so drunk. El amashma, rather it implies, afil hachi, mishtakram yos vidai, that despite the fact that Rabba killed Reb Zera, they still got shikr the next year. Ula hachi, maisi tamuda, huvda. And that's why the Gemara brings that story, lashma'ina, to tell you, the memras Rabba kipashta, to tell you that Rabba's statement is as it sounds. The mechayiv inish levasume, ad lo yadav in arahaman levarach mordechai. To tell you to get smashed. Umiyu, atash. Now, however, Prichadash then pulls an about face and says, Umiyu, ata, but now Shadoros mikukalim, that our generations are just bad. Roy, litvos farzim in Ephraim Zal. Despite the fact I think he's wrong, we should paskin like him. Vishalolish dos elamat, kat yoter mimashim rogal biyomdev, you should just drink a little bit. More than you would in Yom Tov. Was that Yotzi Chavaso came in Shikavanasul Shemayim Kidei Lo Shelo Li Kashel Chas V'Shalom B'Shum Mikre Ra V'Yise Bracha Me'Eis Hashem. Therefore, if you do it L'Shem Shemayim, you don't get drunk L'Shem Shemayim. You will is very good for you. But B'Ikaron, the Pri Chadash says no. The story proves the opposite. That even though getting smashed can be very dangerous, you have to do it anyways. Now, I remember. Lefnei Kama Shanim, I guess I was in Shana Bet. I think it was Stephen. I think I got into an argument with Stephen. I'm pretty sure it was Stephen. Where Stephen, I said we should pass my Ren Ephraim. And Stephen said, no, the Pri Chadash. So I said, first of all, Sheteida, that even if you read the Sugya like the Pri Chadash, you can't invoke the authority of the Pri Chadash, because the Pri Chadash L'Halacha agrees with me. Right? Second of all, I think the response to the Pri Chadash is what Meir and Ruvain said is, I don't think it's b'mikre that Rava is the one who gets drunk. Right? Rava is the one who gets drunk, and the same person is the one who kills. And Reb Zera says, I'm not coming back to your suda. Right? Meaning it's possible, which for some reason the postgame didn't entertain this possibility, but I think it's obvious, that Rava or Rabba or whoever it was kept his shita, but Reb Zera rejected it, and we possibly like Reb Zera.
Is that true that
well, not necessarily, but I think the story might indicate that, right? That Reb Zera and that
he gets the last word.
Yeah.
So why do you think the first year?
What?
Why did you drink the first beer?
Well, I mean, it could be that people pause and grava, and then suddenly, it's like, you know, one of the Gedolei Hador here murders his friend at the meal. This is a big, you know, scandal. It's published in the Jewish Week. You know, it's like, whatever. Mashi, yeah, right? And then they say, no, the Jewish Week is lying. Look, he's alive. It can't be this case of Azim. Whatever. You could see this happening. Whatever. I mean, not really, but sort of. But I think that's the response, simply to say that, right, there, you can always be machalik and just say that just because Rava Paskins one way, it could be that the Gemara sides with Abzera here, I don't know. Okay, the third possibility is, who said modify? I don't know. Yeah, okay. And that's the, if you look at the Yad Ephraim brings all three possibilities, but I just put the last one. I can barely read this. Right? What did it mean? Gvul yeshlo. Shlo ishtaker yoter midai. Or maybe the message of it is, you should drink, but not too much. The havamina of the Gemara was you should get totally smashed. Right? The maskana is neither don't get drunk, nor get drunk. It's don't get that drunk. Right? That's over here. Right? Lufi shalo shdaka. Right? Lufi shalo something. I can't really read it, but what it says is since they didn't successfully, right, Rava isn't good at keeping that limit, Rav Zera was afraid because he could always get past the limit and be stone drunk when you shouldn't be. But again, the point being, I think this is an example, it's a good example, where you have to take the stories that are in the text seriously because they might actually influence, right, the surrounding Gemaras. They're not always there b'mikra. Now, sometimes they're there for hashkafic purposes, but sometimes they might even be there for halachic purposes.
If you use one of those methods that I guess maybe like you should, somebody should not according to you to try to limit the original statement of the Gemara about how much you're supposed to drink, then the story can then, it doesn't have to be a modification or a rejection. It could be a support, but just a support for something different.
Or a support of the modification, or...
If you read the text as, let's say, like,
Right. We'll get to that in a minute. Meaning, it could be a support of that, but this is broadly speaking. Okay, fine. So that's just section one. Okay, I could have brought a million other examples, but this is just a good example because that's what we're talking about. There are obviously many other examples I could bring. Right, there are many stories that you have to wonder whether they're halachic or not. Right, there's a huge discussion post game. Are you allowed to daven for people to die when they're very sick and in pain? And one of the main sources that's quoted is the Gemara about Rav's maidservant who davened for him to die because he was in so much pain that every time he went to the bathroom he screamed so loud that you heard him 400 parsos away. Again, you have to wonder, is that a halachic text or not? Because on the one hand, many poskim take it as a halachic text. However, if you ask me, I would say the text sounds mythical, because the continuation is that, and then Rav died, and then every Friday night, Rav would come back to his family and make kiddush for them. So, first of all, you already know the story is mythical because you have a dead person making Kiddush. And if you want it to be very, very, very... Like, if you want to be very honest to the text, the conclusion should be you're allowed to daven for someone to die if you know he's going to be remain alive enough to come back to make Kiddush every Friday night. This is already an unhelpful halacha, you know. So, you always have to be careful.
Can you be Yotze Kiddush from a dead person?
It's a good shayla, you know. It's a kasha and a maisa.
That's not how you do Kiddush. That's just a rebbe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And, no. Okay, fine. So that's part one. Okay, this is just an example. The fact that, right, just when you're thinking about halacha, you're reading Gemaras, you have to realize that it's not just the obviously legal portions of the Gemara that is relevant. Sometimes, not always, sometimes, but you at least have to ask the question, is the agadic material, you know, the stories involved, relevant le halacha? That's point one. Okay. Point two. I want to quickly go through the classic presentation, not the entirety of the sources. Right, I've left out some sources here. For example, right, the Marsha says, when the Gemara says that you're allowed to lie about three things, or Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie about things, one of them being puraya, which most people believe means you can lie if someone asks you, did you sleep with your wife last night? Puraya meaning bed, right? Marsha says, no, it means you're allowed to lie about being, if you're drunk, you're allowed to pretend to be drunk, so that you don't actually have to get drunk with people you think you are. So I didn't put every Makor here, I'm not giving...
Is that the Makor for a bit?
What? And for several Ramim here, probably.
How's that to sleep with your wife?
What?
How's that to sleep with your
because the word pariah actually means bed. So Rov Rishonim understand that mean to mean that you're allowed to lie if someone asks you something about your intimate life, right? Marsha reads it, no, it means not bed, but Purim, right? Because pariah also means Purim. So I left off things like that. Those are things you can look at. We can talk later about all the Hasidish Vartlach that are behind this. I have Zakir's Makaro sheet that he sent me last year that very nicely found all the sources that I could not find, the Kedushas Levi and the very nice stuff. I think Rav Huttner has a piece. I'll print it out for you. You can read it. Okay, there you go. Fine. But basic halachic sources. Okay? So you look through the sources here. So we have the Gemara, then we put Rashi. Fine. Then you have the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ketzer chova suda zo, sheyochol basar v'taken suda nae, kipi asher timsi yado, make a meal, drink meat, drink, and, you know, ironic. Okay. Eat meat, drink wine, great. V'shosei hayin adje dakavidim v'shichrus. And drink enough wine that you fall asleep from drunkenness. Which, again, it's not entirely clear what the Rambam means. It could mean a little bit that it makes you drowsy such that you fall asleep, or it means get so stone-cold drunk that you pass out. Right? It's not entirely clear what the Rambam means. Right? Yiradein b'shichrut, right? Could be either. Right? I'm not 100% sure. Okay. There goes my mini quotes here from the Ravya on the Exorus. First page. Back to the first page. Sorry. Back to the goes my mini quotes, the quote the Ravya. Omer Rav Mechayvin is Mesubi Pariah Dlo Yadav in our home in Levarach Mordechai calls it Ravya the Chol Hani Le Mitzvah Baal Mavala La'akev. That all of these halachos, whatever it is you think it means, is not La'akev. You don't have to. It's a good thing. Right? It's good to get drunk to whatever level. You don't have to. Okay? Now, next to two sources. This is very classic, right? Beis Yosef, Darkei Moshe. You'll see, this is a basic summary of a lot of the Shittos and Rishonim. And here, who is Meir, you already mentioned the weird Shittos that come up, right? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to see the weird Shittos, and what we're going to focus on almost entirely is the weird Shittos. But first, I just want to go through a classic presentation. And it's not Bimikrat. I want to show you what's going on here, okay? So here's the Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe, okay? If someone was just doing this like classically, like a classic Lamdan, so read the Gemara Rishon and the Rambam, Tur Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, no Sekelim, right? This is pretty, that's really basically what I gave you, right? Beis Yosef, Darkei Moshe, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Halacha. I could have given you Narcha, Shulchan, I could have given you whatever. So Beis Yosef says, Mitzvah L'Harbos, Besudas, Purim, Mitzvah Chish, Takar, Shlo, Yedab, and Arham, and Levach, Mordechai. It's, you're chayav to get drunk, till you don't know between Haman and Mordechai. Memra de Rava Perakama de Megillah. The cause about Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Bilo Yad bin Arhamim Levarach Mordechai." Don't worry. So far, you missed narrative. The role of narrative. Okay. The three possibilities: either the story rejects, supports, or modifies. Right? Rejects meaning it teaches you not to get drunk. It supports tells you that since he was still afraid to get to go eat with Rava, it must be they were continuing to get drunk. Or modifies tell you can get drunk, but not that drunk. Good? Okay. Now we're going to the classic sugya. Rambam should fall asleep in your drinking, right? Whatever that means. Get smashed and fall asleep, or simply get drowsy. We mentioned the Marsha. Yes. That goes by many, quoting the Ravya, that it is that it's lemitzvah l'akev. Now we're in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, v'kosfu hatosfos l'yada bin arhaman l'varach Mordechai arur azeresh brucha eser arurim kol hasham bruchim kol tzadikim. It's not just arhaman l'varach Mordechai, it's the whole thing. All the cursed people, all the blessed people, the Tosas. I could have given you Tosas, but it's right here in Beis Yosef. Or, you know, depending on who you ask, you know, evil, you'll get different answers of what it means to be evil. Right? But I'm thinking now of a certain Sicha Priyam Kippur by a certain Rosh Yeshiva, which was hysterical. Rav Meidan. Before Yom Kippur got up, and he was giving a whole sicha on that we daven shehitir lanu lehis palel im havar yanim. So he's like, shehitir lanu lehit palel im arutzchim im agazlanim im hasmolanim. It was a great, it was a, such a well played line. Yeah.
Since Tosho bring in like the rest of the youth, does that mean that? Are they reinterpreting?
Means no, you can't.
Not that, like, to confuse, like, so that you're like, totally confused as to who is who, just that you can't say the song straight.
Hold. I don't know whether Tosfos means that, but I doubt it, but I'm not sure. There are obviously people who do believe that, and we'll get to that in a minute, okay? King goes of Iran. Klomar even harlo haman levarach Mordechai lechur afilo shasa tuba lo taibe. And the Ron just says, and you see, the Ron doesn't understand that. He just said, arhaman levarach Mordechai, you could be totally, totally smashed. You could figure it out. But once you start, you know, don't get complicated. Haman, Zeresh, Sadiq, too many people. Because of Aran, Mishim, Rabin, Ephraim, Demehu, Ovja, Dekam, Rabba, Vesudas, Purim, Vishachler, Zerek, the Isabi Gemara, Edchile, Memre, the Rabba, Velo, Shapir, Dami, Lemevarachi. Now, Kodav Archos Chayim, the Archos Chayim says, Chayim, Nishal, Mesumi, Bipuraya, Achi, Shaker, Shishach, Lo, Shishtaker. The Archos Chayim says, what does it mean? Don't get drunk. Shashichros is her Gamor. Because getting drunk is totally usher. There's no greater sin. It causes immorality. It causes murder. And how many avirot, besides for this, are done because of this? You should drink a little bit more than normal. So that's the Beis Yosef. Quotes a few shittos. Look at the Darkei Moshe. He adds some shittos. Aval b'chedushei aguda v'tolos Adam v'chava in the aguda and in the Rabbeinu Yerucham. It says, causing the Cheshbon Aror Haman of Aruch Mordechai Shaveh, the Gematria of Aror Haman of Aruch Mordechai are both 502. I believe. V'tzarech le'ishtaker ad shelo yoda Cheshbon. You have to get drunk to the point where you can't figure out the Gematria.
I can't do that on a regular
day. And kiyamta ha-mitzvah. Umari brin kasav, the rotzolomer she'ishtaker v'yashen. The Maribrin says it means you should drink and sleep. And when you're sleeping, you don't know the difference between Arhaman and Baruch Mordechai. And that's what the Rambam says about Minhagim Kasvu. The Minhagim writes, the Piyut Echad Haya, Shudayu Onin, Al Bayis Echad Arhaman, Al Bayis Echad Baruch Mordechai, Tzarech Tzilusa Shliyita Lif Amin. There was a poem where the end of stanza one was Baruch Mordechai. And the end of stanza two was Aror Haman. And then three was Baruch Mordechai. And four was Haman. You have to get drunk enough that you can't keep the stanzas straight. Kasva goes, Maimani, Tzarech Lajagar Hainu Lemitzvah, V'yidei Purim Yatzaf Yolo Hishtakim. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayv Enish Levesumei B'Puraya, Ad Lo Yodah Aror Haman Levarach Mordechai. And the Rama says, V'yish Omrim De'en Tzarech Lishtakir Kol Kach. Some say you don't have to get that drunk. El Yishtah Yosher Mili Muda, we have to drink more than you're used to. V'yashen, go to sleep. V'yitoch She'yashen, En Yodev and Aror Haman Levarach Mordechai. V'echad Hamarbe, V'echad Hamamet, V'vad She'chavin Levesheloh Shamayim. And whether you choose to get totally drunk, or you choose to only drink a little bit, as long as you do it L'shem Shamayim, that's the Rama. Okay? The Mishnah Brura says, V'yashen, V'yitoch She'yashen, V'chein Roy Lasos. And the Prima Gadim says, follow the Rama, drink a little bit, go to sleep, don't get totally drunk.
Does it make any sense just based on the Gemara to go to sleep with Chachila, as opposed to drinking to the point where one falls asleep?
So that's what it's not really. I mean, it could be that if you get drowsy and then go to sleep because of it, that would be it. I mean, that's what I try to get, but it's hard because, like, meaning, I'm used to drinking wine. I'm not going to drink enough or I'm going to get tipsy even, right? Also, I don't really need to drink to be exhausted to the point where I think there's a chiyuv to take a nap. This is very exciting. That might, you know. I agree. Just stop going to sleep is a little bit difficult. Presumably, there has to be some connection. Now, whether it means you have to be so drunk that you pass out or you have to be drunk enough that you get drowsy and then go to sleep, yesh ladun. Ramah sounds like the latter, even though from the Rambam it might be the former.
Yeah. Can anyone discuss why you should get drunk on Purim?
Yeah, all the minhagim and the chassidim and their because it's what? Either bo nasa anes or because it's the holiday of things being hidden. Isn't Joe's giving shir on the philosophy of Purim, right?
Yeah.
So ask him. We can talk later about it, but
didn't Ellie say something wasn't
Mishir? I think everyone has something on it. Okay. Bir Halacha continues. And he says, Chayev Inish, Vim Tomar, Heich is Chayevu Chazal. How could Chazal tell you that you have to drink Mashin Nizkar Betorah Neviim Bekamakomos Hashichros L'Mishchal Gadol? Right? When it's clear in the Torah and the Neviim that drinking is just like a horrible thing. And, you know, my favorite Sefer Yireyim is where he claims that the reason is usher to be drunk or a glutton, right? Zol v'sove. And which is from where? Zol v'Soveh is from? So Amore says, where's the Azhara in the Torah? Right? We know that you, in order to get punished, you need an Azhara. Right? There needs to be a double Isser. Right? Once to warn you and once to punish you. Where is the Azhara in the Torah for being drunk or being a glutton? Right? The Torah doesn't like it. We ascribe it to them, right? Not to us. So he says, this is one answer to your question. How you they missed it? It's because all the miracles were done through parties. Right, first the story of Vashti. And the whole story of Haman. And still, it's only a mitzvah, not l'akev. And then he continues, "Ad lo yada v'zeh lashon ha-me'iri." But the Me'iri paskins, "Chayav adam laharbos besimchas yom zeh." You have to have a lot of meals on this day. "Uva'achila v'shtia ad lo yichaser shum davar," till you're not missing anything. "Mikom wakom einanu mitzvin leishtaker lahapchetz asmenu mitoch hasimcha." We're not commanded to get so drunk and degrade ourselves. Because we're not commanded on happiness of, you know, whatever, of frivolity, of insanity, whatever. But rather an enjoyable happiness. But rather a simcha that leads to the love of God. And the chayadim came to but however, if someone knows that by being drunk they're going to degrade any of the mitzvahs, like benetilas yadayim ubracha berchazam azanah kodesh lispal mincha ma'ariv akshin, you know, kalas rosh. He's not going to daven, or he's just going to be too frivolous. Mutar shalishtaker v'chomaisav yul l'shem shamayim. So this is a basic, straightforward presentation of the sugya that you'll hear from most people, which is the Rambam says Yeradem Shechurso. That might mean get stone drunk, but the Rama doesn't understand that way. The Rama understands it meaning drink enough that you get drowsy, go to sleep. The Mechaber sounds like you really should get drunk. But the Rama says Kol Hashem Shamayim. Mishnah Brura says you should paskin like the Rama and not get too drunk. Why? Because if you're going to be mezalzel mitzvos, or you're just going to do something stupid, you shouldn't do it. And that's a basic presentation. And then there are the people who tell you we should follow the Iker Pshuto and the Shulchan Aruch, like many of the Rishonim. And then there are people who tell you, like the Rama, in YU every year, Rabbi Willie gets up and says it is usher to get drunk on Purim. The Rama says it's usher to get drunk on Purim. The Mishnah Brura says it's usher to get drunk on Purim. It is dangerous. Every year people die. They do horrible things. Don't get drunk on Purim. Every year, Vanito, I am maskim. Right? The YU Rosh Yeshiva sign a letter every year.
All of them?
Most of them. It's very impressive.
Oh.
It's very impressive.
Bichlal or not extreme?
You have a cup of wine. He says, Yosef Limud, don't go to sleep. That's what Rabbi Willig says, always does. He says the same speech every year, and I am a Talmud of Rabbi Willig, very, very much. This is a basic presentation, right, of the Sugya. And then, parenthetically, people will say, and by the way, there are all these weird cheetahs that I sort of don't know what's going on, that it's not about getting totally drunk, it's not about getting drowsy, it's about forgetting poems and gematrias, and I don't know what to do with them. Or, which we didn't even get to yet, which is the ad v'lo'ad b'chal. Right. But this is a basic presentation. I didn't give you all the sources by any stretch of the imagination. But basic presentation is that, you know, you could read in the Mechaber that you should really get drunk. The Rama is a little hesitant. Mishnah Brura really pushes against it. Aruch HaShulchan also. And they pass like Rama, and then many poskim will pass that way. Other people will get drunk. Whatever. Right, this is basic presentation.
So that means how you spell.
Good, Minag Yisrael. That's what I want to talk about now. But not the way you want to talk about it. Okay? A few years ago, however, I sat down to learn the Sugya when I was doing, I don't know if I was taking Tosafos or I was taking Intro to Rishonim. And I said, well, what if we think about the Sugya in a different way? What if we don't think about the Sugya, first and foremost, from the vantage point of a posik? We think about it as a historian. But what happens if I think about it differently? And I noticed, think about it historically, you get a totally different spin on the sugya, which I think has nafkim in his lalacha. Rav Rosenzweig was maskim that he believed this was happening in the Rishonim. Dr. Kennerfogel was. Right, Willig was thrilled when I told him this. And I want to show you what it is, okay? So, first thing, before we get to the main point, is I want to tell you what happened in Ashkenaz, early Ashkenaz, on Purim. So Rashi said, right, what does Livasume mean? Get drunk. So tell me, and if you know what I'm going to quote, don't tell me, right? What happened, Bebeis Midrash or Shal Rashi? What did Rashi's Beis Midrash look like on Purim night? No, he wasn't. But what did it look like? And then when they started the Suda, or during the day, started the Suda, what happened? By the way, parenthetically, right? In drinking, they also say it's only a mitzvah Suda. I don't want to get into all the details. We can talk about it later. But right, that is true, by the way. It's a mitzvah in Suda. Just getting drunk stam is not a mitzvah for anybody. But what did... Okay, you're smiling. What did the Beis Medrash of Rashi look like on Purim night?
It was a mess.
It was a total mess. How do we know? Piyutim. So here, if we look at it not as a posik, we look at it as a historian. So if you look at the first source on the on section 3, Machzor Vitri. So what is Machzor Vitri? Here I put, right, these are mostly from Bar Ilan. This is one of the Svarim called from Sifra Devei Rashi, from Rashi's source, from Rashi's Beis Medrash. And this is by Rav Shemaya of Vitri. Okay? So, there's the first background you need to know. There's a poem that they used to read on Pesach night, which was called which the refrain was, right? Was and it started with Leil Shimurim Hoseh Alayla. The tonight is Leil Shimurim, right? So in Purim they wrote a parody, which is Machzor Vitri Leil Shikurim Hoseh Alayla. Tonight is the night of drunkenness. Lishmoch b'yayin natov u'legila, to rejoice with good wine and rejoice. Purim al shem apur nikra b'gila. Yiskor lanu b'kriyat Megillah Hamariv. And now, b'leil hazeh yishkiru kol yitzurim. On this night, all creations will get drunk. Yizaker chok asher nikba b'purim, to remember the law that was set on Purim. Arur ha'esh asher yado yarim, cursed is he who raises his hand. L'shtod mayim hamararim, to drink the accursed water. Ohev. Parim b'yayin apotchim b'baruch al shulchan asher aruch b'leil chag Purim. Follow along here, right? Purim yisharer shir no'em aleyayin b'kal am b'chag Purim. Purim yimalei kozot, right? On Purim we will fill our cups. Kidat mala azot, right? The way it's done b'chag Purim. Purim yishton yayin kol ro'ehu, anyone who sees wine shall drink it. Ad lo yakirish et reyehu, until people do not recognize their friends. Bechag Purim. Purim lo yikach neshech vitarbit. On Purim you shall not take interest. Asher yishtayin mechavit yayin mechavit, someone who drinks the wine straight from the barrel. Bechag Purim. Purim ashrei ish asher yifen livarech al hagefen. Bechag Purim. Purim yishkeru b'yayin lavan. V'yirtzeh kim mincha v'kar karban, go drink white wine and it'll be accepted like a karban. V'chag Purim. Purim achlu v'shazu re'im, friends drink. Zamru le'yayin hatov kinayim, and they sing to wine because it is good. V'chag Purim. Purim shachtu avizin v'tarno golim, ki v'zot tiyu nigalim, shecht. Geese and chickens, because this you'll be redeemed. B'chag Purim. Purim zichru torat rishonim, masei avot yasu banim, as the our forefathers did, we should do. B'chag Purim. Purim shimu etanim, maru v'echlo mashmanim. Purim yishte yayin tov, asher yirve kigan ratuv. Purim asher lo zakein yishte min akankan. Right, someone who's not old to drink straight from the bottle. Right? Forget pouring into a cup. Just drink it straight. Right? Chakurim, Yiskor Yayin Brito, Kasher Haita, Bemuna Ito. Purim, Yakriveu El Cheko, Lerachvo, Lerko. Purim, Drim Lifnim, Yakar Himi Pninim. Right? The puns here, right? Wine is as valuable as jewels, meaning like Torah. Right? Yakar Himi Pninim. Purim, Kos Yayin Biado Yamid. You should pick up a cup, Viaruch Alpiv Tamid, and have it by your mouth the whole time. Purim yishte yayin yashan, Drink old wine. Arur ha'isha, asher yishan. Cursed is he who sleeps. V'chag barim purim yayin tamid yirukan. Lifnei nar yirukain. Lifnei nar v'zakain. V'chag barim purim. Yishalach l're'eyu manot. L'vionim matanot. V'chag barim purim. Echlu re'im v'shatu ish bahalo. V'shachlu manot le'inachon lo. Purim, ohev simcha, ohev yayin yashir, v'chol klei zemar uchlei shir, purim al tishte yayin ra ayin. Right, don't be stingy about your wine. Kodim tishvor simcha el ayin, right, before you're not thirsty. Right, purim, b'meis ka ishku tudo, save yalin b'ivkar avono, purim gilari na chedva vidita, hikavtu lishtot v'utsu itza, v'utsu itza, purim da'agab alev ishi sichena, maradoma umishtem yisamchena, purim, Dalei tidla yain mechaviot. Right, draw waters out of barrels. Balayla hu tilot dumiot. Purim hayain beficha tamid shagur. Right, the wine should always be in your mouth. Again, Torah references. Right, the very fun poem. Visafala dirim yes agur. Purim chachlile einayim miyain. Your eyes should be red from wine. Vayvenu kiyukain. Our enemies will not exist. Purim tov asher tovchaz bekos malei. Praised is he who holds his wine. Mechtam raot v'ayel ofir lotos. Wait, where did I skip the line here? Mechtam ofir lotos. Hila purim yain malchut yishtu v'yisalelu bachurim shikurim yavdav yitzalelu. Right, drunken boys will together sing and ring, whatever. Purim kol asher yamre piv milechol mitzeu raot v'ayel lechol. Purim leit tomeh umayim mishaker hashosem ehem lo yarbesh. Purim mishteh shalchai yele hefker. Right, your drink should be hefker. Shozim harbele ain cheker. Right, drink to the point where you don't know. Purim man deizlach busaima berachmei masik levi knesh shem tovi yele. Purim natan noton titen matanot laaniim lo lishachod velo laafadim. Purim shekolam marich v'datom min hashamayim yimalush. Sheilato Purim shotek adar kalacha zeichar tzadik levracha Purim shomer mitzvah shotet tavat nafsho. Drink as much as you want. Shemesh arech nivru l'shamsho. The sun and moon are created to serve you. Purim shavkei l'rafyam nafshei nafil lo yikom l'yipol kim opil. Purim tereyayin ki it adam ki zeh kol ha'adam. Right, drink wine till you get red, because this is the point of man. Right, Purim yayin asher hukam l'smoach pnei yishim. Wine which was made to make you happy. Yavo v'yagel pnei anashim v'nashim. Arur ha'esh. Ha'ish asher yochal adashim. I don't know. Bevelayli Purim adim v'chadashim v'gila arur ha'esh yochal pulin k'tushim v'pnei mipi ha'melech v'agon v'ashim. Kopei Yisrael ya'alu alav chamushim. Erotom yichol kal kedoshim. Ga'al ashkivenu shmor tzeitenu uvo'enu. Right? Yes.
Anashim v'nashim a historical reality or a good rhyme?
I don't know. Could be either. Or both. So, first thing I tell you is that if I look at this like a historian, I know that it wasn't just that Rashi was saying, oh, get drunk. We know that what was going on in Rashi's Beis Medrash is people were drunk. They were smashed. In fact, they were probably also drunk at night. Right? Kiminaga yeshivos. Mi yamim kadmonim. Right? They were totally, totally gone. Right? They're drinking all day. So that we know, and that's relatively famous. Okay, but now I want to take a different perspective. Now, so far, I gave you the sources like classic posek would, right? I gave you Beis Yosef, Darkei Moshe, Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah. Now I want to look, and I want to show you something interesting, okay? I want to take you back to medieval Provence. Where's Provence? Southern France. Now, in southern France, what do we know about their drinking habits on Purim?
That they were extreme.
What? In Provence.
No, not in Provence.
Southern France, not Rashi.
No, no.
We don't know. We don't know a Pio. But, as a historian, let me construct it for you. So, let's start. Sefer Eshkol, okay? In the next source, right? Biography. Avram ben Yitzchak of Narbonne. Parenthetically, how do you know usually when someone is from Provence? Light in their name. Because the two main cities in Provence are? Lunil, which means? Moon. And Narbonne, which means?
Sun.
And, right, most famous, who is the most explicit about using this in his name? Bal HaMaor, who wrote the Maor HaGadol, which is Narbonne, and Maor HaKatan, which is Lunil. Right? Or the Meiri, Rabbi Menachem Lemishpachat Meiri, right? Not Meir. It's not Meir, it's about light, right? So, or the Sefer HaMe'orot. What?
And Meir is also light.
It is, but it's not just his name. I understand that Meir is light.
Still have a connection to it.
I understand that my son's name means light and my wife's name means light. I'm fully aware of this, yes.
Was that intentional?
No, Meir is named from Marami Rittenberg. So, what?
He's not
Ora Jr. No. Ora Jr. So, okay, so you continue here. So, the Eshkol. Avram ben Isaac of Narbonne, southern France, was born in Narbonne, circa 1085. He died in the beginning of 1158. In his youth, he studied for many years in Barcelona, Spain, with Yehuda ben Barzilai, the author of Sefer Itim. He later returned to Narbonne, where he was appointed rabbi and established an important yeshiva. His most renowned pupil was... Ravid, or Avram ben David of Poskiers, who later became his son-in-law, which led to the inevitable fight between and hatred, deep hatred between the Balamor and the Ravid, because they both wanted to marry the Eshkol's daughter, and the Ravid did. Right? This doesn't make for good.
Say
that again. The Ravid and the Balamor both wanted to marry the daughter of the Eshkol, and the Ravid did. Hence, the Ravid and the Balamor didn't get along very well. I don't know, but as I forget if it was Rav Aaron who said this, or it was Graf who said this, right? That usually you think this is just how the Rishonim wrote, but with the Ravid and the Balamor, you get the feeling it was personal. It might very well have been personal, right? There's good reason to believe this is true. So the Sefer Eshkol, if you go back, now again, I bracket the Eshkol's comments that I made before, that the Orbach Eshkol is not entirely clear whether it's authentic. If you go back to the first source, so, the beginning now. Amar Rava Mechayev Enish Levesume Bepurayat Loyada Ben Baruch Mordechai Laruhaman Perush Shahaya Lakadmonim Shir. That the original people, the old ones, had a poem. Uvasim Al Charuzim Amru Pam Achad Baruch Mordechai Upam Achad Aruhaman Pam Achad Brucha Eser Pam Achad Aruch Azeresh Umishenu Bishavada Kol Ikar Bekal Yachol Lehachliv. And so he said, you do have to get drunk, but how drunk do you have to get? Make a mistake in stanzas, right? Not that drunk. So if this, what? This is on the back on the first page. But this was the PDF, right? Got it? Beginning? Yeah.
This the back of this one.
Yeah, I mean these I already showed you, so I didn't go back to it. So, right? We know if this is actually the Eshkol, then starting with someone who was born in 1085, Provence, he Paskins, don't get drunk. Next source, Balamor, which we already saw. How does Balamor paskin?
Don't get drunk.
Don't get drunk. Based on? Rabbeinu Ephraim. He simply rejects it. Okay, that's two. Sort, right? Who is Balamor? Rabbi Zrachi Alevi, born in Gerona, 1130, died in 1186, but in his youth moved to Provence and studied under Rav Avram ben Yitzchak Avbeitin, also known as Ravid II, right? Meaning, right?
How many
are there? Three. Yes. So who is this? This is the Sefer HaEshkol, right? So Balamor, right? That's two. Three, Meiri, who we've already seen, already quoted in Mishnah Berurah. Source three, right? Continuing, Nachum ben Shlomo Meiri, 1249, died in 1315, was leading rabbis in southern France, also known as Provence, right? Meiri, Chayev Adam Laharbos Besimcha Biyom, this is the top of the third page, right? Chayev Adam Laharbos, b'simcha b'yom zeh v'achilu v'shtiyah sh'li chazer shum davar. Eat as much as you want. Mikom makom, einan mitzvah l'hishtaker, l'avchitz asmenu mitoch asimcha. But we don't have to get that drunk. Shalom nisavenu asimcha shal hololut v'shal shtud el b'simcha shal ta'anuk. Because we're not supposed to degrade ourselves. Enjoy ourselves. Shenagia mitocha l'avar Hashem v'hoda'al anisim shasalanu. U'mash amar kan. Ad lo yadim in our hamach l'aruch Mordechai. What does that mean? Kfar pershu k'tzas ke'onim shemash yiskra achar of kam rava shachler zera nidchu kol otam advarim. Some people already explained that you shouldn't get drunk at all. That the story rejects the halacha. Whose position is that? Ephraim, and it's also quoted in Balamor, who lives before or after.
Before,
correct. Right, and if it's the Eshkol, then that would also be before, right? So, right? Miri, remember, is a raid safer of Shitas of Provence. Fine. L'inyan bay or mi azesh amru bin... Was that... Are you asking a question or scratching? Okay, so let's just finish the Miri and then I'll get to you. L'inyan bay or... And to explain it, mi azesh amru bin arhaman v'chulei. Mash amru b'tamana mayr v'tzarech lomar echad... Mikra Megillah, Ar Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Baruch Esther, Ar Zeresh, Mechain Tzarech Lomar, Charbonah, Zachor Latov, Amar Shechayv, Bazim, Ashal Yeda, Bebeirur, Mayomar. And he said, and what, so therefore what would it mean, right? He takes either a Ben Ephraim position or sort of a modification position, which is, what does it mean, right? Enough that you don't know exactly what you're saying. And the Rambam says, drunk, v'chenin beir, zesh, amr shach, ter yabzeir, v'lashen tzchita, v'mashin achav, achay, v'lashen chamani v'chayeni. Yeah.
Can we ask, like, what came first, like the chicken or the egg, in the sense that the Jews...
That's exactly what we're going to do in 1 minute, right? Next one, Rabbi Yerucham, right? Rabbi Yerucham is end of 13th century Provence. Says, v'chayev le'istakir, v'purim ad lo'yada, v'en baruch, Mordechai le'or haman. Yesh mefarshim, v'chaveina cheshbon, kikach cheshbon zeh kemozeh. Is to forget the gematria. Okay, so now how many Provençals do we have saying this? Right, coming to the same conclusion.
Three.
Possibly Eshkol, Meiri, Balamor, Rabbi Yerucham. Four, right? Now, for number five, this is the Balam and Hagod, the Sefer Ram and Hagod, who is?
Ramvans.
All the Ramvans. His name is? Asher ben Shaul of Lunel.
There you go.
During the end of the 12th, beginning of the 13th century. Balam and Hagod's Kasab. Tira Be'enai, Shepiyot Haya. Right? There's a Piyot. Sha'al Abayda Achad, Onin Arahaman Val Abayda Acher, Onin Baruch Mordechai. V'tzarach Tzilusa. Shpam Shein Adam Mechavin V'telech. Because sometimes you couldn't figure out. In fact, we had a piyut like this. Oshema, or alternatively, or maybe they didn't drink wine. The Yerushalmi said to Rabbeinu Yonah in the Gemara, meaning, used to drink 4 cups on Pesach night and would have a headache from Pesach to Shavuos. And so he said, maybe the reason they got drunk is they couldn't handle drinking anything, because they never drank. It's probably not true, but okay. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai, Shazi arba kasi v'chazik reishi ad v'chagav al-kain, hayem is basman argishim b'mat yayin. And therefore, in the time of the Gemara, they drank a little bit of wine and got smashed. Ama nachnu bo ash, or gilin bo, we do drink, v'einan v'shtarkan mehera, English is yayin kol kach, we don't have to drink so much. So, what do you see in the Balam and Hagos? He paskins, you don't have to get drunk, but he's ambivalent about the reason, right? I mean, he says you drink a little bit, but he's ambivalent about the reason. The conclusion...
He's basically saying the Gemara was giving a shear.
Right, it was drink a little bit, and like, for them, a little bit was enough to get them drunk. Right, for us, a little bit is not enough to get us drunk. Or alternatively, he just said it was enough to confuse the poem.
That's pretty good on the assumption that it was normal to get drunk.
No, he said people don't get drunk. When they drank anything, they got drunk. Right, that's his assumption. The chiyuv is to drink. Just happens to be whenever they drank, they got drunk. Right? So that's five. Now, Orchos Chaim and Kolbo, which are probably the same person, right? The Kolbo is an abbreviated version of the Orchos Chaim, who's either actually written by the author of the Orchos Chaim, or is someone a little bit later writing a summary of the Orchos Chaim, the exact same thing, the exact same words, right? This is Rav Aaron ben Yaakov HaKohen of Narbonne, lived in 13th, 14th century in Provence. Is v'chayav adam levasuvi b'huraya. You have to get drunk in Purim. Lo yishakesh shishikras or gomor. Don't get actually drunk. Ve'en lecha avira gedola mizu. Because there's no greater sing than this. Shigorim legila arayz shvichos damim. Ve'kam avira zulazan ach sheyishta yosem min limudu ma'ad. Kedei sheyirbu l'smach l'sameach avyonim. Ve'anichim osam yedabra alivam v'dos yesim chashleima. To get a little bit drunk, be happy. Do mitzvos, that's real simcha. So that's 6, 7, however you count, Orchos Chaim Kolbo. Right? Next, Sefer HaMa'oros. Right, this is Meir ben Shimon of Narbonne. Again, Provence, late 13th century. Say from a rope. Mechayev inish levasume nafshi bipuraya. Vahu. Di yada vein baruch mordechai lor haman. Vahai damrin mi gemara ad lo yada vein baruch mordechai lor haman. Ad v'load bichlalu. Right, this is Meir's favorite here. Right, that ad means ad v'load bichlal. Right, it means get drunk, but don't actually get drunk. Drink up to that. Inami, alternative, lavdafkahu. Or means, not really, a lashon havai, it's just an expression. Again, so what do we have, again, which we already had in this Balam and Hagos, what do we have in the Maoros? That his conclusion is, don't get drunk. But his argumentation, he's ambivalent about it. It brings more than one explanation of how he got to that conclusion. But actually getting drunk is an isur chamor, v'ein lecha avira gedola mimenu. So who agorim legil raish v'chazdamim kam yisurin v'afla v'dazara l'kvira be'ikar. Right? He, where does he get this lashon? This is an expanded Orchos Chaim, right? Or Kolbo. right? Don't get drunk, because at least Gilei Raya Shvichos Damim, and he adds Avod Zorah and Kfira. Vein Zu HaSimcha Ksuva B'Mikra. So this is 7-8, whatever we're up to, right? Sivra Manik, Rav Avram ben Natan Lunil, 1155, known as the Rav Anayarchi. Sivra Manik says, Vish Tzas Smach Megillas Bavlisa Mechayiv Enish L'Vasumei B'Parayat L'Yodav Ben Baruch Mordechai Lo Rahaman Nimtza Shekach Haya Min Haga Mishum Zecher Tzad Gavracha V'Shem Risham Yerkov. This was their minhag. And now I'm not entirely sure what he wants from my life. And he says, "Valkein minagat hinogas b'tzarbas b'provancia l'kachas chiluke hanacha l'chozem aleim haman u'makishin zulzuk shgorei maskir haman v'rashu shem yisham yirkav v'shalom." So therefore, this was their way of forgetting our Haman Baruch Mordechai, and this is where our minhag came to write the name of Haman on a rock and bang it together till it gets erased. Right? So I'm not sure if he's saying you don't get drunk and this is a replacement, but it sounds like that. It sounds like their minhag was to get drunk because that was how they would forget about Haman and Mordechai, the difference between Haman and Mordechai. And we have a different way of forgetting Haman, which is we take Haman's name and we bash it on a rock.
Is there any way that Levasume means to bang? No,
he just says it's an example. He says Levasumi doesn't mean you have to get drunk, it means you have to forget Haman.
As it could be, as smash something.
No, that probably doesn't mean that. Okay. So now when I noticed this, and this is now that I show it to you, this is getting correctly what Joseph said, this is the chicken and the egg argument here. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, in one of his articles, said that when you're trying to understand history of halacha, what you have to look for is the point of inflection, right? You have to look for when do Perushim seem like not the logical conclusion you would have got from the sugya? When do people start interpreting things in a way they normally wouldn't? At that point, you can start speculating about what drove them. So here, we have a few shitos that do not emerge from the Gemara at all, right? Which is the gematrias and the poems. Right? I don't know where it comes from. A few Provençals already say that. We have other Provençals who are convinced that you don't drink on Purim, but they're not sure why. Right? They give more than one explanation. Right? And you don't find a single voice in Provence over the course of 200 years who says you get drunk on Purim.
Is that like a traumatic experience they had?
So I'm not going to psychologically analyze them, but what I think is probably true is that you remember when we talked about Psikat al Chavishat Chak, and we talked about Limud Eschus, right? What did we say about Limud Eschus? That when you know your conclusion,
you justify it.
You can justify it. The right. You know the conclusion you need. Right. How you get there, right? The evidence you need to prove your point is lower, right? You will suffice with things you wouldn't normally suffice with. So now, I looked at this and I said, oh, what happened is obvious. Minhag Provence was not to get drunk at all, ever, right? From maybe the time of the Eshkol, but at least, if not the Eshkol, because it might not be the Eshkol, right, the mid 12th century through the late 13th, even 14th century, every single person is insistent on defending and explaining how you don't get drunk. Right, their conclusion is all the exact same. They come at it in 100 different ways, but the conclusion is the exact same. And I realized that this was a question of backwards justification, right? Where I don't know why originally in Provence they don't get drunk. It could be that they possibly like Rabbeinu Ephraim. It could be that the minhag in Provence was to reject the Gemara. It could be that they thought ad velo ad v'chal. Right? Some of these pshatim are perfectly reasonable. Could be they possibly like the Rambam. I don't know. And they read it the way the Rambam read it. I have no idea. Right? But sometime early Provence, right, the minhag became, for whatever reason, not to drink on Purim or not to get drunk on Purim. But people forgot why. Now, if you know that's the minhag, you know that nobody gets drunk in all of Provence, and yet you have a Gemara that says you do, so what do? You figure out how that happens. So sometimes you say things which are plausible, right? Sometimes you come up with creative things because you can't figure it out. And sometimes you come up with more than one explanation because you know your conclusion anyways. So you don't have to be convinced by any individual argument. You know your conclusion, and you come at it this way, you come at it this way, you come at it this way, I don't care. Right? The conclusion is the same. So what I think is obviously true in this case, and I think this explains why where these weird shittas come from, is I don't think Rabbi Yerucham looked at the sugya and said, oh, obviously, what Arham and Baruch Mordechai means is the gematria. I doubt that was, you know, his intuitive explanation in a vacuum. My guess, historically, is that he was backwards explaining the Minhag Provence. And even if that's not the case, at the very least, what I can prove to you pretty conclusively is that in Provence, they weren't drinking. No one was drinking. Right? No one was getting drunk, at least. Because nobody, under the course of 200 years, says you should. So, right, that being the case, now where does this leave us? Yeah.
This is a quick point on the Sefer Eshkol. If he was looking for his limud tachos, why would he reject Rabbeinu Ephraim?
I mean, he might not agree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. But you see, even though he rejects Rabbeinu Ephraim, he still thinks you don't get drunk. Right? So he takes a modification. Now, it does seem, if you put all the sources together, that people were drinking a little bit. From Rabbeinu Ephraim, it sounds you don't get drunk at all. You don't drink at all. Right, I mean, my guess is what they were doing is drinking a little bit, right? The feeling you get through all the sources, they're drinking a little bit and not getting drunk, right? Ad v'lod b'chlal. Or, drunk enough that you can't tell the difference between the gematria, right? Very few people actually accept Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? But they don't say you should get drunk. So I don't know what it was originally that drove Provence, but I know, looking at the evidence, is that I have 7, 8, 9 Provençal shittos with no dissenting voices that tell you don't get drunk.
I'm not ascribing that Munas Chachamim to the Yidden of Provence, but is it possible that they were getting very drunk, even irresponsibly so, to the eyes of the Chachamim, and that's why they were going out of their way to save the problem?
It's possible, but it's unlikely. Right? Meaning, it's possible, but you would think,
why is it so unlikely?
Meaning, it's unlikely that over the course of 200 years, but this way, if everyone was getting drunk, over the course of 200 years, presumably someone would be mitachis to that fact. Right? But no one, it's not like, right, no one is mitachis to that fact even. Right? It's not like anyone says, oh, they're getting drunk and why are they doing it? No one ever says it. They just assert kedavar pashut. And this is also like, if you look at some of the shittos, right, they know you don't get drunk. Right? They're ambivalent about it. Some of them are clearly polemicizing. They're Chos Chaim and the Kolbo. But most of them are not. They're just saying, ad v'lod b'chlal. Right? You would expect more polemical language. Right? You expect everyone to write like the Chos Chaim. And it leads to murder and at least... Right? That's not what they said. It's ad v'lod b'chlal. Maybe we're passing Rabbeinu Ephraim. Maybe we this. Right? You don't see a polemical tone in most of them. You just see the facts. But... So what it seems to me is that the Minhag of Provence, or at least... If Matthew's right, but here I disagree historically, but maybe it was just Minhag HaPoskim, right, was that whatever the conclusion of the Gemara can't be you get drunk. So now, if this is the case, so now it becomes much stronger. Because now if you think back, I said this to Ray Willig. Ray Willig says, I agree with Mr. Brura that we should rely on the Meiri. Well, that's essentially what the Mr. Brura says, right? We should rely on the Meiri and not get drunk. Now, that's a little bit strange, because normally we don't just, like, pick the Meiri over everybody else. But if you take a step back and you realize it's not the Meiri. You had early France, I know everyone is getting drunk. Provence, the Meiri being a late Provençal, tells me that is just recording Minhag of an entire area of Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years. A very serious poskim. And when you remember that one of the very strong factors in Psak is not just, right, text, but is Minhag... It suddenly becomes much, much more powerful. And saying we should pass on the Meiri is saying, right, we agree with the Minhag of Provence. Right? Is that it's not, you know, just some obscure shita. You're saying there was Minhag Ashkenaz, there was Minhag Provence, right? Now, just hold it for a second because we're running out of time. I just want to point out, I'm not going to read this all inside with you, that it's not just Provence. So first of all, Alex has pointed out before in a paper which is not yet published that the Minhagim of Provence tend to find their way to Italy. And here that shows up as well. So, right, if you look at on the last page, the last source, Shiboli Aleket from Rome, 1210, right, he also says, Kazer, right, Paskin, like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Right, so Italy is also, we have evidence in Italy that they're not getting drunk. One second. Also, late Svard, right, basically the Beis Medrash of in Svard, post-Rajba, you have five Rishonim, who all paskin, again, without dissenting voices here, not to get drunk in Purim, for different reasons. Mukha Yosef, you can look them across yourselves. Mukha Yosef, the Sefer Ol Moed, the Ran, Yavudram, and the Tzurar HaChaim, who are all basically same generation, within a few, like 50 years, 100 years, whatever, in, you know, post-based measure of the Rajba in Spain. And they also even come up with new Perushim. The Nemuke Yosef comes up with the Pshat that maybe Livesume doesn't mean drunk, it means to tell jokes. Right? To be happy. So, what I think on this sugya is an example of where looking at things not just as a posik but as a historian, and instead of just trying to say, oh, well, let's list off the shitas, but trying to reconstruct what people did, right, which is what historians try to do, is not just understand texts, right, you get a different picture. Because if I just looked at the classic Rishonim, so I'd say the Rambam says Yerad Ambishach Hurso, and Rashi seems to say you should get drunk, right? But if I look back at the Piyutim, and I look back and I try to trace the names, right, over what comes out is early France, people seem to be getting drunk. Provence, over 200 years, people are not getting drunk. Late Spain, no one's, right, the poskim say don't get drunk. Perhaps in Italy, the Minhag of Provence already goes over. And once you start seeing that picture, you realize that Minhag Yisrael, or Minhag HaPoskim in Klal Yisrael, was not so obviously to get drunk. And I think that's a very powerful argument halachically, considering the weight, first of all, of Minhag, and two, especially Minhag HaPoskim. So, that regalach is my example of a case where understanding things as a historian and being cognizant of where people are from, when they're writing, etc., gives you an idea not just to how people poskim, but how they probably acted, and then that gives us something that we have to take into account when we start making decisions. Ariel.
Two points. First of all, the way you explained it, they're all finding justification for their conclusions that they already have. That kind of implies that Mikara Deen should be getting drunk.
No. Because, again, it's, first of all, their explanations, not every limud's chos is bad. Right, some are good, some of them are very good. Second of all, it could very well be that originally they were passing on Ephraim. It could be that the strong explanation was what originally justified the poskim, right? They just forgot it. So they're back justifying. That doesn't mean that they're wrong. It doesn't mean that they think it makes right in, right? Right, that's right. It could be they forgot it. It could be their justification is not good, but it shows that they're convinced of that conclusion because they know that people are poskining.
Right, but If not for that minhag that they had, they would have paskined differently. That's kind of the way you presented it.
No, not necessarily. Meaning, I don't think without that minhag, people would have justified it with the gematria one or whatever. They still might have justified it with the other ones, right? Ad Galad Bachal is perfectly plausible, or Rabbeinu Ephraim is perfectly plausible, right? Those are shitas you find non-Provence also, right? No, not all of them. Some do, some don't, right? My point being is, right? Here, I don't. They're clearly convinced by this. Why they're convinced by it is an interesting question, but they are. Now, some of the explanations are better than others, obviously, but so that I'm not convinced. A poskim, anyways. But okay, we have to go to Mincha.